how a domestic violence scandal exposed security risks in the White House. Every February, the nation's top intelligence officials appear in public on Capitol Hill to brief Americans on the biggest global threats facing the country. This year, their testimony hit closer to home, 2 miles down Pennsylvania Avenue in the west wing of the White House. Nearly 13 months into Donald Trump's presidency, dozens of his advisors reportedly still hold only temporary security clearances. At least two of the most senior aides have had access to the nation's highest secrets, including Rob Porter, who resigned on February 7th amid allegations of domestic abuse, which he denies. That, says Trump's own intelligence chief, is a problem. The system is broken, declared Dan Coats, director of National Intelligence, during congressional testimony on February 13th. For people working in the government on interim security clearances, Coates said access has to be limited in terms of the kind of information they can be in the position to receive. To make matters worse, Trump's handpicked FBI director, Chris Wray, testified at the same panel that the White House had known about Porter's problems for months. The scandal threatened to topple Trump's chief of staff, John Kelly, who defended Porter's character. On February 14th, the GOP-led House Oversight Committee announced that it would open an investigation into the matter, and a senior National Economic Council official who couldn't obtain a permanent security clearance reportedly resigned. Most important, the episode revealed a striking carelessness by the administration of a president who regularly called for the jailing of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton for her alleged mishandling of classified information while Secretary of State.